By now, you've probably seen the cell phone video. We're not going to play it now because even the sound is traumatic. On Saturday, a 4-year-old boy got into the gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. The endangered 450-pound silverback gorilla Harambe at first stands near the boy. Looks like he might even be protecting him. Onlookers shout in fear. The mother yells, "Mommy's right here. Mommy loves you." It is horrifying. More so when the 17-year-old gorilla then repeatedly grabs the boy by the leg, dragging him through the several inches of water at sudden and breathtaking speed. What happens next has not been shown, thankfully. Zookeepers, fearing for the boy's life, shoot Harambe to death. The boy, again thankfully, only suffered minor injuries. But animal rights groups and some experts are outraged. They say there should have been another way without killing a glorious endangered animal. Here now is animal expert Vicky Croak, whose first book, The Modern Ark, was about zoos and issues around keeping animals in captivity, is here. Vicky, unbearable video. But are we imposing our own wishes on this animal that he might have been protecting this child? What do we know about gorillas and how they might respond to a small being in their midst?
Hey, Robin, like you, I'm heartsick over this story. Horrible to see this beautiful, beautiful, intelligent animal and know that he's dead today.
And this frightened child. It's horrible. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So what we know is that apes, gorillas, are our fellow primates, and we actually are pretty good at reading their body language. And in several parts of that video, as people have said, experts and non-experts alike, it looks as though he's protecting the little boy. There are also moments where he is a 450-pound male gorilla. We know that a 75-pound chimpanzee is 3 times stronger than a human man. Mm. So you can imagine the power of this gorilla. He pulls the boy, and in those few moments, the poor people at the zoo who love Harambe most have to make an agonizing decision.
Right. Well, but people might be remembering in 1996 when a 3-year-old fell into an enclosure at a zoo in Chicago, and the female gorilla at that point retrieved the child, even placed the child near a door where zookeepers could get him.
That's right. That's right. It's a beautiful video and a beautiful moment. And Binti, this female, is very maternal toward the boy who fell in, and she guards him and she brings him to a door. And we've seen videos of that. We've seen videos from 1986. There was a similar incident at the Jersey Zoo in the UK. That time it was a male gorilla, and again, a little boy who landed in the enclosure. And Jumbo, the male gorilla, you may remember seeing Knuckle. He knuckled, patted the back of the boy.
It
turned out well. In Boston in 2003, little Joe, a male gorilla, escaped the zoo, bit a little girl, left not only his enclosure but the zoo, and was outside. Little Joe, by the way, is alive and well. He's about 23 years old now.
So people who hear these stories and they say, look, it's a primate. He might have continued to protect the child. Answer that question. Was there any other way?
This is the excruciating part, and I spoke with lots of people in the zoo world, as you can imagine, including Tony Vecchio, who I've depended on his judgment for many years, and he's at the Jacksonville Zoo and Garden in Florida. One of the things he said is you drill and drill and drill, and what you know is when the emergency happens, it's going to be outside of anything you've drilled for.
Right.
So, yes, here are the things that could have been done. You know that the zoo people considered them. One, tranquilizer. Can you shoot the animal with a tranquilizer? Well, in this
it takes
case,
too long. Yeah.
10 to 15 minutes, at best 8 minutes. So that's out. Another thing that's been suggested by people like Ian Redman, who once worked with Diane Fossey and is now the head of Ape Alliance, you can get lots of zoo animals to trade one thing for another. They do this for medical care. So if something drops into the exhibit, they may trade it for a grape. Mm. That's something that obviously in an excited moment like this, as we were saying, we can read primate body language. They can read ours. You heard on that video the excitement of the crowd, the panic. That had to have affected Harambe.
Right. And so it feels like there are people who want to lay blame. There are petitions going around that, you know, to arrest the parents or examine how they raise children. But you can tell people now, gee, if anything happens at a zoo, be quiet so you don't upset the gorilla. But in the moment, so it sounds like the one thing, though, that maybe zoos might be reacting to is how do you make those enclosures so nobody can get in?
That's right. In general, zoo exhibits are designed to keep animals in and not to keep people out. There are barriers, and the barriers at the zoo met all the protocols that are required. But I think it's time to question what do we require? It will be a sad day, as Tony Vecchio said to me, if we have to build huge barriers to keep people out. But look, a four-year-old boy, we're not talking about a cat burglar who planned this for a week. A little boy slipped right in there. I think we count on people taking care and
preventing that.
We can't count on that.
Yeah, yeah. Vicky Croak reports on all things animal for Here and Now on this heartbreaking story of Harambe.